Hey, I'm Connor of the Half Earth, and you're listening to Smoke Radio.
I've known Lucy for a few years, so I mean, we were practicing one day, and I got a phone call from her, and she's like, "Hey, I'm doing this huge tour. Do you want to like come and support me on every date?" And I was like, "Yeah, definitely. That would be amazing." It was kind of sprung upon me, yeah, and I was really shocked, and then just had a little bit of time to like get practicing and make sure that I was good enough for the tour, and now here we are in London. Amazing.
Well, how huge is the tour? How many dates have you been on so far, and how many dates have left to go?
Oh, I've literally lost track of everything in my entire life, because I feel like I've been on the road for a year. In reality, it's like a 2 weeks or a week and a half or something. But yeah, there's 18 dates in total.
So you've released your debut EP, Light Breaks, the other week. How does that feel to have an EP out? Big deal, right?
Yeah, it's mental. When I sort of started thinking about becoming a musician, I thought, you know, maybe I'd have an EP out and it might be something that I recorded in my bedroom, and I'd just sort of send it to my friends and see what they thought. And actually, it's been produced by one of my favourite producers at the minute, who's doing some incredible stuff, and it sounds incredibly professional, way more professional than I ever thought it would do. And you know, people are really enjoying it, which is always amazing. Yeah, I'm super, super happy about it. I couldn't be happier really at this point.
Cool. Have you got any plans for an album in the near future? Because you've released an EP. Are you working on an album maybe?
I'm just writing as many songs as I can. I wouldn't say there was like any definite plans to release an album at any point. I'm super happy with just taking my time and doing, you know, what needs to be done, which is, you know, write a load more music. I appreciate that it like to get an album out is such a big thing. It's like, you know, you have to work for a very long time and really hard to get to that point, and I'm not there yet, so I need to learn how to write better, which is, you know, that all comes through practice and experience and you know, just be a better artist. And hopefully in a couple of years time, yeah, there will be an album, but before then, you know, I want to release more EPs and do more exciting things like that, and yeah, just take my time with the whole thing, I think.
Your website is teasing fans a little, says that you have some upcoming tour dates. Can you give us any clues, like any news or a tour of your own? Because it just says coming soon on where I went on the website earlier. Have you got any of your own? Like, so you'll be having people support you, maybe?
No, there's not. I think that the website, really embarrassingly, is just my dad and his mate used to run it, which is really funny. And then I think my dad's mate, like, left the work where he was working, and so we literally couldn't access the website, and we were like, we need to put all these dates in, and my dad was like, I don't know how to do it, let's just put coming soon, and then so we just did that. So I do have more dates after the tour. I'm playing it live at Leeds, which is like one of my favourite inner city festivals. It's just one day, it's all on a Saturday, and it's just mental. It's like everything is so fast, and you run around Leeds for like a whole day and you're exhausted. So it's going to be super cool to be playing it this year, which is really good. I've got a few more really interesting things lined up, but nothing that's been announced yet, so I can't really give anything away. But yeah, there's some exciting things that I'm doing. Which
festivals, is that exciting? So you're seem a bit secretive here. Is it festivals? Are you the headliner for Reading and Leeds? Is that what it is?
I'm not. But no, it's not actually a festival. It's something weird.
Kanye West's support act?
That would be amazing. I would love that. That would be the best thing. I'd love Kanye.
You could be like that person who he like followed on Twitter years
ago.
Yeah,
and
got like millions
guy.
Of followers. Yeah.
What was he called? Like John or something? Just like one random guy somewhere. I want to be that guy, man. I want to be Kanye's only follower.
If you could headline any festival in the future, which one would you pick and why?
I really, really love Latitude. I love Wilderness as well. Either of those, but I'm going to have to choose one, right? That's the deal.
Why Latitude as well? Because I feel like you're going to pick that one.
You're right. Yeah, I am going to choose Latitude.
How come? Because like every person who, all my friends who have gone said it, they've had a wicked time, and it's like no other buzz like another festival. Why do you want to headline in Latitude?
It's just like you sort of, it's magical. It is sort of just completely magical.
Where's the weirdest place you've ever wrote a song?
I have come up with a riff while I was having a wee. Basically, when I started the Half Earth project, what had actually happened was it was really rainy when I was at uni in Sheffield, and I was living in this awful student accommodation thing, and the roof of my bedroom like sort of collapsed in and like leaked all over my desk, and like all my stuff was wet, and I had to move into this tiny horrible little box room off the side of it, and I was so like upset and depressed with everything. So it was freezing cold. I was doing my January exams and I was in this horrible box room with a really rickety single bed and the floor like slanted. It was appalling. And I just thought, I need to cheer myself up. I'm going to start like something serious with music. I'm going to like start a project. And that's what I did. So I guess that's probably the horriblest little place I've ever written any music. Not particularly weird, but you know, it's a fun story, I guess.
Okay, what lyrics would you never write about? Because I've asked this question to a few people and someone said they'll never write about going to a toilet, so you can't pick that one.
Okay.
But what lyrics would you
stuff
never
that I
ever
would
write
never
about?
Write about? Oh man, what would just be so boring to write about? I don't know, I'm thinking of things in my head and I'm thinking initially, yeah, that's really boring, but then actually I think I might find an interesting twist on it.
What is it?
Well, I thought like Coronation Street, but then I thought actually that could be kind of a cool song.
How would it go if you were to write the song? If you give us a few lyrics now, how would it go?
Oh my, I don't even know anything about Coronation Street.
Would you use the theme?
Yeah, definitely, you'd have to, wouldn't you? I'd have to use the theme, which all I can think of at the minute is the EastEnders one. Actually, that is a great theme tune. Like, I'm not even joking. I think that is really good. The old one, they've sort of got a new version, which I don't like, but the old one was great.
Go on, sing a little bit of a song about Coronation Street
I'm
now.
I'm not doing it. I can't. I haven't worn my voice up properly. You're not getting it out of me.
Oh, no. All right, no worries.